Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. What a day. What a week. The stupidity over the Ukraine is astonishing. But we'll get to the Ukraine in a minute. Let's talk about Canada. Canada is, I remember when I was a kid, we used to have this when the new cartoons would come out. Listen, children, this is from a long time back. When the new cartoons would be coming out, the Friday night before, they would have the preview. And then we'd get all excited about the new cartoons coming out. And then we would watch them the next morning. And what has been going on in Canada for the anti-liberty left has been the preview of the new cartoons. While all this is going on in Ukraine, which, by the way, Putin is not exactly... I'm sort of wondering why he's going so slow. And I'm not alone in this. The DOD, the UK, they're all looking at this going, this should be going faster. But it isn't going faster, so I'm curious about that. But I digress. We're watching the morphing of Canada into a fascist state before our eyes. Our garbage elite on our border, with the disgraceful support of 65% of American Democrats, has declared war upon the working class, outraged that mere peasants are refusing to submit to their betters. Due process and free speech, not beating the brains out of old ladies with walkers, these basics have gone by the wayside. And our senile president, with his coterie of aspiring Castros, though Castro was potent enough to impregnate Trudeau's trash mommy while our ruling class can't make it happen unless they're on a Zoom call, have said nothing publicly. But privately, they're taking notes. They love the idea of criminalizing dissent. They look at the, you know, you can look at the January 6th witch trials, and they're taking notes. And while Ukraine is bad, this is about us, and it's about our country, and whether we will remain free or slide into a corporate-abetted social credit dictatorship. Now, the American military has trained with Ukrainians. I never got to, because in the 80s they were part of the Soviet Union. So, in the event that we would have had our balloon go up, I would have been trying to kill Ukrainians. But from what I understand of the Ukrainian soldier type, they are my kind of guys because they like to party and they like to fight invaders. I have no problem giving them weapons to kill Russians. Hope the corpses of the invaders are piled like cordwood as the Ukes channel the Finns when the Russian dictator du jour Stalin sent troops into reindeer land back in 1939. You know, that was the time of the White Death, as they called him. But the worst case scenario, Putin takes over Ukraine, and he's actually only likely to secure some strategic chunks of it, but whatever, is that Putin adds Ukraine back into the Russian sphere of influence, where it has resided for centuries anyway. As obnoxious as that is of a communist country taking back in what is now a democratic country, this has been the way it has been in that region. And maybe we can live with that. More pressing is that we cannot live under tyranny here. Canada is right next door. And this dress rehearsal for this kind of tyranny that our own garbage ruling class would love to inflict here. And sadly, the majority of Canadians and their disgusting members of parliament seem to support treating that Anglo-Saxon legacy of human rights and democracy like Eric Swalwell treats his boxers after a chili cook-off. In short, in a lot of ways, the Canadians have proven themselves unfit to be a free people, and they're happy to slide in a lot of cases into serfdom. And, you know, let's be straight here. Okay, let's just be straight. I'm not gonna candy coat this for you. I have trained with Canadians. I have trained with them, and I find them to be adequate from the 80s. I don't know what they're like now, but do we really care what happens to a bunch of maple leaf sissies who prefer a thug-powered nanny state that suppresses dissent and scoffs at due process? What I care about is that this constitutes inspiration to Democrats here at home, and for that reason, on my chart, Canadian fascism is number one with a bullet. This is the thing they're viewing. They're looking at this saying, their mouth is drooling over this. It would be tougher but not impossible for this to happen here, but we have the protections and structures that will help prevent them from ever having to happen again like the Constitution. Canada doesn't. It doesn't have the heritage of freedom as we do. Canada is packed with the invertebrate descendants of the crown groveling traitors who fled when we held our last revolution. Submission is in their blood, but I sincerely hope it is not in ours. With our federalist structure, the kind of goose-stepping conformity that the black-faced leader of the country can impose in Canada is not possible here. You can have bastions of the kind of mini-fascism that unsatisfied suburban Chardonnay women love. You know, they love it in California and New York. But there's free states like Florida and Texas, and that takes the pressure off. If you get tired enough of living under that suppressive regime, you can move to freedom. We also have courts that function at a okay level, I guess. They're not perfect, but there's at least some chance that if and when the government decide to steal the money of the dissenters because of the emergency, everything is always an emergency that requires we give them more of our money and freedom, the Supreme Court might step in and stop it, probably 5-4. That's because we have a constitution that recognizes that rights are not privileges that the government invented, and that they can provide or withdraw as they please, but they are instead endowed upon us by our Creator. And if all of that fails, then people like me and you, between me and you, we've got 500 million guns. And now that the garbage ruling class hates all of this, knowing this, you know, because rights are an obstacle to them, and freedom is defiance. Recently, we were informed by the minions that the idea of freedom is a manifestation of white supremacy. Geniuses on Twitter often typically inept leftist memes, because they leftists simply cannot meme, that our freedom does not override the wussy pinko safety. In fact, rights override everything. Everything, including the wussy leftist lives, and it overrides our lives too, because we'd rather die fighting for them than to exist without them, because we're not submissives from Ottawa. But the danger is there. This doesn't mean Ukraine is unimportant. Putin's campaign is going to have all sorts of bad effects, though mostly for the Western Europeans who imagine that great power cooperation ended simply because the U.S. imposed a Pax Americana. Sniveling weasels like the insufferable David French, you know, he wants to, you know, focus on that for whatever. Because it takes the focus off of the tyranny here. So, Ukraine has its challenge, but we have our own. And I wish Ukraine luck. But if it is ruled by corrupt Ukrainians, I mean, in the past when we've gone there, when our troops have gone there to train there, the government will not let them off of the ships without a bribe. Or if it's run by corrupt Russians. That is much less significant to us than the vital question of whether the dictatorship metastasizing is going to spread to our country. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. In the hours before the Russian troops began their assault on the Ukraine, gun shops across the country were reporting scenes reminiscent of what we saw here in the United States 2 years ago when the first COVID stay-at-home orders were issued. Long lines of customers looking for guns, ammunition, and a little peace of mind as their world turns upside down. Of course, I'm worried about the situation, says Daria Alexandrovna. Russians, I swear, the names. Speaking of the basement of a gun shop in Central Kiev's, on Central Kiev's Pushkin Street, I'm hoping for the best but preparing for anything. She and her husband began taking shooting lessons 6 months ago when tensions with Moscow grew. They owned two handguns. She had come to buy 400 rubber bullets. She said, I saw Putin's speech on Monday. I think he's stupid enough to do it. He hates Ukrainian people. 2 weeks ago, she packed the car with clothes, medicines, food, water, and extra shoes. My two children speak only Ukrainian. They don't speak any Russian. If it's no longer safe for us, we will leave. And she said, where's she going to go? She said, the west of the country somewhere. While many customers are lining up for arms that they hope to use in defense against Russian troops, others said they're buying guns because they're concerned about violence and looting in the wake of an attack. At the Stovall gun store, around a dozen men were waiting patiently in front of a glass counter. They sell rifles, pistols, knives, and camping gear, as well as cumbersome safes and a medium-sized brass model of a wild boar. The owner said he had been told not to speak. One customer said he had dropped in to buy a pump-action shotgun. He said, it won't stop the Russians. I want to protect my house from looters. The situation has become hot. It could get worse. He said he'd like to protect his elderly parents who live in the city of Smila in the Cherkasy region, about 200 kilometers south of the capital. Said he has had his eye on a Turkish-made Varyan model, costing about $600. He said, I'll get that or similar. I sincerely hope he made it to his parents' house before the shelling began. The Ukrainian defense minister also announced on Thursday that any Ukrainian who can hold a gun is eligible to join the nation's territorial defense force, which is roughly akin to the military reserves here, held here in the United States. Thousands of veterans have also been called up to active duty, and some of them are bringing in newly purchased rifles with them. Dmytro Skatrovsky said he had not been notified by text, but it turned up anyway. Outside of the recruitment center in western Kiev, he spent 3 years in the army and took part in the 2014 battle to evict separatists from the city port of Mariupol. He said, I bought two sniper complexes with good optics. I also ordered a drone on Amazon. It hasn't turned up yet. He and a group of friends had chipped in to get the rifles at a cost of $10,000. U.S. contacts had paid $2,300 for the drone. The Ukrainian military gave veterans guns, but the process was slow and bureaucratic, he explained. We can win against Russia. This isn't 2014. We have heavy weapons, thanks to the U.S. and the U.K., and if they come, we will shoot at them from every window. And they have come, and the shooting has begun. Even after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that the state of the Russian attack started the Russian attack and declared a state of martial law, there were reports of customers hoping to pick up one more gun or as much ammo as they could find. One reservist told BBC Radio 4's Today program that he was prepared to die to protect his fellow countrymen from Russian occupation, raising the prospect of brutal close-quarter street fighting that could see many civilians killed as Ukraine teeters on the edge of chaos. At a gun shop in Kiev, a manager buying cartridges said he will use his Soviet-era weapon that he bought in 2014, following Russia's annexation of Crimea, to protect my family, my house, my country from Putin's guys. A young woman whose husband was buying a revolver told presenter Nick Robinson that she would use the gun if confronted by Russian troops, added, it's not the only weapon we've got. We're just buying a new one to add to the stocks. Shop owner who sells Kalashnikovs told the broadcaster in the gun shop, we are now very busy. There are very many people who want to buy guns, and there are very many people who want to buy cartridges. We have cartridges, but not many, not enough. Every day, many, many cartridges have been bought. We have been really full. And it could be quite a while before they get more ammo in stock. In fact, if Russia succeeds in its conquest, the gun shop in Kiev won't be reopening anytime soon. Just how many armed citizens will take an active role in defending their nation and themselves remains to be seen. But right now it sounds like there are thousands who are willing to stand and fight, not necessarily on the front lines, but from the shadows. And every window that they can find. And this is the problem when you attack a country with a bunch of veterans. And I wonder how many of us would be out there. I mean, my time, my military time, I don't even know if I would even... I've been out of the military 32 years next month. I went in March the 14th of 1984. Is that 32 years? I got out in 1990, yeah. So I joined nearly 40 years ago, and I got out 32 years ago. So, but I still remember a few things. I still know a few things. I'm not totally helpless just yet. But what about you? Would you be willing to go into the shadows? Would you be fighting from every window? I'm not going to go into the things that you would face. Because if they were to do it based upon the doctrine that I operated under, the tanks are going to come in first, and they're going to be knocking down everything they can find that somebody can hide in or behind. So, we'll see how clever the Ukrainian populace is. But at the same time, I don't know how far Putin wants to go with this. We're going to talk a little bit about Chernobyl, because he actually, right now, they're controlling Chernobyl. And it sort of makes me wonder... Sort of makes me wonder what's falling out of the sky in Chernobyl and where is it landing? All kinds of little issues that could erupt here, but I digress. They're taking it to the streets. This is what we should be looking at. While the leftists, the anti-liberty left, are looking at Canada, we need to be looking at the Ukraine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An update from Ukraine. President Joe Biden held a secure call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as his administration warned that the capital city of Kiev could soon fall to Russia. The White House said the two leaders spoke for roughly 40 minutes. Zelensky, who remains in Ukraine, has been urging Western governments to do more to help his country. In a video address, Zelensky said he's now Russia's number one target. Earlier in the day, President Biden met with NATO leaders to discuss the situation in Ukraine. President Joe Biden has selected Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to the Supreme Court, setting in motion a historic confirmation process for the first black woman to potentially sit on the highest court in the land. Jackson currently sits on D.C.'s federal appellate court and had been considered the front-runner for the vacancy since Justice Stephen Breyer announced his retirement. She received and accepted Biden's offer in a call last night, but was present for the D.C. Circuit Court hearings this morning. This is USA Radio News. Drugmaker Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors have finalized nationwide settlements over their role in the opioid addiction crisis, an announcement that clears the way for $26 billion to flow to nearly every state and local government in the United States. Taken together, the settlements are the largest to date among many opioid-related cases that have been playing out across the country. They're expected to provide a significant boost to efforts aimed at reversing the crisis in places that have been devastated by it, including many parts of rural America. The Supreme Court has decided to take up the case of a Colorado web designer who is opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because of her religious beliefs. The latest clash to become before the court involving claims of religious liberty and state laws that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The court said in its brief on the decision, it will be deciding the question of whether applying public accommodation laws to compel an artist to speak violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. As they said after 9/11, the world has changed. And much of the left's response, they want to keep on living in the pre-2/22/22 world where they felt so comfortable in their cocoons. For a lot of them, Russia's 17th century style conquest of the modern sovereign state of Ukraine goes way beyond their processing capabilities. And we see statements and stunts like the following from the left as news comes out about Russia's bloody and violent takeover attack. Like John Kerry, every day, he's been making headlines with his obsessive focus on global warming, even as apartment blocks were being blown out and Kiev, improvised militiamen were kissing their wives and children goodbye at train stations. Ukrainians were running to the subways for protection against raining missiles and bombs. And long lines of cars streamed from huge cities, heading for any bordering country that would take them. For Kerry, though, global warming still comes first. Coming from Twitter, Fox News said John Kerry excoriated for hoping Putin will focus on climate change amid Ukraine invasion. That's a total clown show. What planet this guy lives on, as he can make a statement like that, remains an open question. But he was far from alone, because the anti-liberty left has no grasp of what is happening. And they made sure that they, too, opened their mouths just to show us the empty contents of their entire heads. So they could be found elsewhere in the Biden administration. Like, we get this from, and I don't know why this is an example, but on Twitter. Did he really just say that in the modern geopolitical warfare era? It's about who is more likable, and on that front, Putin cannot win? And you can easily find them in the chattering class as well. Leftists of TikTok have curated six doozies. And we're not going to go through that. But here's some stuff coming off of Twitter, like a reminder to assign gender to anyone from Ukraine when tweeting about World War III. Remember to use the correct term "follics" when referring to all Ukrainian follics. And it's not hard to be inclusive of all genders in Ukraine. Lots of people in Ukraine crowding together inside. Only 35% of Ukrainians have been vaccinated. Less than 2% have been boosted. Here's another. This hasn't been discussed much, but Putin very much benefits from white privilege. I can't see a scenario in which a black or brown man running Russia would have allowed to invade Ukraine with no devastating consequences. White supremacy will destroy us. Another one, draft the unvaccinated. A meme, Ukrainian lives don't matter until black lives matter. We'll talk about those yo-yos in a minute. Then we had Joy Behar. She had to get out there. She got up on TV and said that this might affect her trip to Italy. Things have really changed since I served. Another one, they're talking about a CNN correspondent who is masked outside. And then there's Hollywood. If somehow Putin is arrested and convicted of war crimes, let's put this on in his continuous loop in his prison cell. When they're talking about Anna Lynn McCord. Dear President Vladimir Putin, from Anna Lynn McCord. At least she meant well, even if she has no idea how the world works. Plenty of others don't either, no big deal. But all of these people have influence, and instead of spreading knowledge, they're spreading stupidity. The reality of a nuclear-tipped power launching an unprovoked attack on another sovereign state doesn't process for them. Masks, global warming, pronouns, vaccination rates, white privilege, mothering history, all more important to the left than the hard reality of the violent, map-changing sovereign invasion. There's just the dangly wretched bid to make sense of things by bringing up vaccination rates or white supremacy. They can't recognize anything else. Do you remember they made us look quite like, you know, idiot boobs in the 1996 Independence Day movie when we had hostile ships from outer space in Midtown, New York City, and the citizens started a Times Square-style party to welcome the aliens. The aliens zapped the revelers on the spot with one laser shot, killing them all. And yet, in many ways, it does make sense. When you look at some of the retrospective activities, courtesy of the left, that it must have helped convince Putin he had nothing to worry about from the States. He just looked at the world that, you know, they lived in and still live in. Like this one from Twitter. FYI, this stuff does matter. It's not a small thing. The world's wolves have TV and Twitter, too. They're always watching us. They're making assessments about us at all times. So, yes, parading an endless conga line of carnival freaks through the White House is a big deal. And then, I guess Putin saw our soldiers dancing on TikTok and fighting over what pronouns to use and said, I'm going to make my move now. I cannot think of a time when I've ever existed in a more tone-deaf society than we do now. And these clowns better hope they never run into Putin, who is operating on an entirely different track from the one they occupy. They would get mowed down, and some of them would be saying, they would be doing something, they'd have their phones out, videoing it, as they get mowed down. One of the things that the Soviets used to tell their citizens all the time, it was that America was decadent. That we had all these decadent preoccupations. And in a relative sense, back during that time, that might have been true. But, you know, back in the 80s, we didn't have social media. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have TikTok. We didn't have YouTube. We didn't have laptops. We didn't have mobile phones. Well, we started getting mobile phones in the 80s. But the stuff that we have now, I mean, is, well, it's crazy. And when you come up against somebody like a Putin, and you come up against his group, his soldiers, his army, you will, you know, if you don't sit there and take a moment to say to yourself, this is serious, all this other frivolous nonsense is out the window now, and I'm in a fight. If you don't do that, if you don't drop your phone and pick up your weapon, you're going to get cut in half. Putin knows how to take this kind of nonsense we've got going on in the United States right now. He knows how to shock and awe it into gibbering idiocy. And one of the reasons is that he's been sitting back and watching the left for the last 6 years. We watched them all during Trump. He knew he couldn't do anything under Trump, but he watched them all during Trump, all the stuff they tried, and he decided to make the move. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. From
the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm a wise guy on here. I know that. I have fun with it. Every time I get on the radio and I realize, I actually make a living doing this. I'm just shocked. So, you know, a zinger here and there, a wisecrack here and there, that sort of just adds a little sauce to the goose for me. But in some cases, this is not actually a time for them, because the invasion of Ukraine could be on the verge of creating a radioactive fallout disaster such as the world has never seen. Now, I had left Europe by the time the Soviet Union began to break up. But there was a lot of good news stories that came out of there, and it was very interesting to watch what had happened, because for the first time I found out about the enemy that I had been there for 3 years to defend against. So we got a lot of good news stories that came out of that area. One particular contact was a Swede who provided aid to the families of the firefighters and others who died in the aftermath of the Chernobyl explosion. I was over there on April 26, 1986, when, the explosion happened there in reactor number 4 at the Lenin power plant at Chernobyl. 10 years later, it was still considered to be an exclusion zone, very restricted to everyone. Now, at that particular time, you could still go, because all the other, reactor number 3 was still operating. And you could go in there and interview the senior operator who was on duty of the night of the explosion 10 years ago. Now, Sergei, not his real name, spoke in an interview that the greatest ongoing potential danger of the Chernobyl disaster was considered a state secret in Ukraine. When reactor number 4 exploded, the 100-ton top cover of the reactor, which Sergei referred to as the lid, settled vertically alongside the remains of the reactor. it was and still is teetering on its edge. Now, in the event that that would be disturbed by an earthquake or other outside force, such as a Russian missile or artillery strike, it could tip it over. If that happens, 43 tons of highly radioactive dust would instantly be released into the atmosphere. None of the so-called protective sarcophagus built over the remains of reactor number 4 would have any success at all stopping the distribution of that poisonous dust. If that radioactive fallout were released, it would recontaminate the area out about 80 kilometers from the plant. And even worse, winds high in the atmosphere would carry the radioactive dust thousands of miles. And it was those types of winds that carried the fallout from the original explosion over Europe, over Sweden, triggering the worldwide alarm when the Soviets tried to hide the news of the original explosion in 1986. Now, some of you may be thinking, well, that's probably settled down now, right? Time has not eradicated the problem. These submicroscopic dust particles will remain radioactive for 25,000 years. These are like little microscopic bullets when they're moving through the air. Now, if you talk to Sergei today, because he's still alive, he hasn't died due to something or some sort of cancer due to Chernobyl, he would tell you that the lid is still teetering on the edge and that the Russian missiles or artillery are landing near the Chernobyl plant. And that's a problem. And in the meantime, we got idiots. We got idiots out there today running around talking about, well, you know, I hope we don't take our eye off the prize and forget about climate change. Yeah. I mean, the stupidity from the left right now over this is astonishing. I mean, I'm very cynical of a lot of things. I'm here sitting going, well, hey, you know, the Ukraine, here's some things about the Ukraine. When Hitler invaded Russia in World War II, they dashed across the plains of the Ukraine. Everybody looks at the Ukraine as a buffer zone. And, you know, everybody therefore wants to control the buffer zone. But they'd already took Crimea, which was part of the Ukraine, took it in 2014, and now they're trying to take the Ukraine. And that's because, historically, the Ukraine has always been under Russia in some form or fashion. So, like I said earlier, it's... I feel for them. I feel for the Ukrainian people. And at the same time, I can categorically tell you without blinking an eye that we have no interest there. There will be some people that will tell you, oh, yes, we do have an interest here if this happens or if that happens. But it is, at this particular moment, this would be one of those things where we were trying to duplicate what we did in the Persian Gulf. And I just don't know how successful that would be. I just don't know. So we have no assets in place at the time, and that's where the problem comes, because you have to have assets in place. You have to have aircraft and armor, or you have to have a lot of armor. Then in addition to the armor, you've got to have the logistics to keep the armor going. You got to have the gasoline or the fuel or whatever it's running on to keep that going. When you see an armored personnel carrier, there is multiple systems on those. Some of these carry generators, so you got to have a generator mechanic to be able to work on the generator. Some of these have hydraulics, so you got to have hydraulics people. Electronics. Some of these are just rolling around with a whole bunch of communications equipment in it. We don't have any of that right now. Nothing. I think I read somewhere that our combined total of force, or forces, in Europe right now today is about 75,000. And the mission that we had then had nothing to do with protecting the Ukraine because the Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. There are things going on within the Ukraine, like Chernobyl, that we should keep an eye on, that we can do nothing about. That's one thing that you have to be able to admit. You have to be able to admit to yourself what you can and what you can't do. And this thing with Chernobyl, if one bomb tips over that lid, it's going to release a hailstorm. Not a hailstorm, but a hailstorm. And instead of doing something, I don't know, along the lines of, you know, some statesmanship and doing some other stuff, Biden has been so busy being undoing Trump that he forgot that he's got to run the country. Foreign policy is not rocket science. You get out there, you decide where your stakes are, and then you make sure you defend them. And you have the right people that can look somebody in the eye and say, you don't want to do that. And then, if they do cross that line, then you show them why you don't want to do that. Why they didn't want to do that. And Biden's not the guy. He's not the guy. All of you out there that thought that Biden was the end of, for all things, it was going to be what we needed, well, you were wrong. He is the exact opposite of what we needed. He is a doddering old fool. He should be given a TV remote, and he should be put in front of a TV tuned to TV Land, because that's got all his best shows. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.